I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Soccer rivals Egypt and Algeria are at it again. The two national teams meet tomorrow in Angola for a semi-final match at the Africa Cup of Nations tournament. The last time they met, it was on neutral ground in Sudan. Algeria dealt Egypt a painful loss, knocking the Egyptians out of the World Cup. But the tensions go well beyond the pitch, as Aya Betraoui reports from Cairo.
When Algeria beat Egypt in November, Egyptian fans said they were attacked leaving the stadium in Sudan. Back in Cairo, thousands of angry young men rioted in front of the Algerian embassy. 27-year-old Cairo taxi driver Ahmed Abdelghani was one of those who went to the embassy.
I went and pulled out the Egyptian flag, but police said I can't do that. They said I was inciting people.
This time around, the Egyptian government has taken pains to try to prevent any post-game violence. And while Ahmed says many here are praying nothing happens after the match, they're prepared to defend their nation's pride. Ahmed took me to a street in his slum neighborhood. It's called Algeria Street. He says after Egypt lost to Algeria in November, residents here petitioned the government to change the name. Dalia Safwat, a journalism student and soccer fan, says that's understandable. Soccer is what people here care about.
It's the only thing that people enjoy, which is soccer, football, winning a match. That's what they have. And people are suffering from economic problems and poverty, and football is one of the outlets that they enjoy.
Egypt has a lot riding on tomorrow's game. It's won the last two African Cup of Nations. One Egyptian player says for both teams, it's a matter of life and death. For The World, I'm Aya Betraoui in Cairo.